End of the Blender, episode 42.
Don't panic.
Listening to End of the Blender with your hosts, Chooch and Viv.
You can hear us each week discussing topics ranging from co-parenting a blended family to gaming to technology news.
And whatever else catches our fancy this week. Don't panic.
Because Hitchhiker's Guide.
Panic.
And large friendly letters on its cover, which is why it sells slightly more than the Encyclopedia Galactica.
This is the chasm of geek knowledge between us right here. Because I saw the movie Hitchhiker's Guide,
yeah.
And I know 42 is the answer to everything. Wait, how does it say? How do you say it? Life.
Yeah.
Something, something.
The universe.
Yeah.
And everything.
But again, this is what my husband has to put up with, my lack of knowledge on certain aspects of geek culture. So mock me. Mock me, all of you. Go for it. I do not care.
And you are?
I'm Viv. Hi. You usually.
I know. I know.
You're trying to flip it up and make me look stupid. So we
no,
have a,
no, no, no,
we
no.
We have a routine.
I'm Chooch.
You're not just Chooch, you're a turd. You are a Chooch.
Yeah. And we are nestled in the burrow.
Yes.
Trying to stay warm.
Yeah. Well, we've been fine staying warm. We've had our power the whole time.
Yes. No power outages, no problems.
Very blessed. Food, power, heat, internet.
Yep.
TV, Netflix, video games, computer games.
It's basically been a good week off.
Yeah, it's basically business as usual. It's just this time Chooch isn't forced to drive me around at my whim. Yeah, it's he. So we live in Virginia, Northern Virginia-ish. And you guys, I'm sure, have heard by now of the string of storms that have whooped our butts here.
I'm sure everybody's sick of seeing it on the news.
Oh, I'm sure. And in Twitter.
Where they have
Twitter
snow.
And Facebook. Everybody's updating with pictures and stuff of, look at my snow-covered yard. Right. It's different from everyone else's snow-covered yard. So, I mean, it's just everywhere. And I know people that aren't here are sick of it. But we're just in awe of what we've been hit with this year.
Yeah. Storm of the century.
Multiple. I mean, we've apparently, someone said that we have now gone past and have had the record blizzard, like the record that hasn't been beaten since like 1855 or something.
Wow.
I don't know if that's true or not.
My back thinks it's true. We've shoveled enough snow.
And I tell you what, considering I haven't been able to exercise for a long time, my upper arms have gotten quite the workout. My back is screaming at me because it's too much snow for one person.
Yeah,
I really wish that M had been staying with us this week so we could get him out there to help. And because I missed the heck out of him. He was actually supposed to stay here last weekend when the snowpocalypse was coming that everybody was worried about, the 20 to 30 inches. And he was going to be here, and then he ended up going and hanging out at a friend's house. And I was just cold busted on that. I was like, dang it. We were going to be buried in and hang out and watch movies and play games together and then have his help for cleaning up the snow and... He just had to go and
Strange.
Hang out with friends instead.
Yeah.
I don't know why. We're so fun to anybody other than our children.
He did borrow my DVDs to go entertain them with them.
He did. He did. Freaks and Geeks and...
Red versus Blue.
Red versus
seasons
Blue.
Seasons 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. You have a good wife. Your wife gets you good movie collections. But... So anyways, we survived the first time. We kept our power. Sad to report that our friends Thomas and Andrea lost their power.
Yeah.
And they really went through it because I think I saw on, it was Saturday night or Sunday morning that I noticed that neither of them had tweeted anything since like Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent Thomas a DM saying, you know, are you guys okay? You still have power. What's going on? You guys, you know, just checking in. And then found out like 24 hours later, they've got their power back on. They had been without power. They were just buried. They couldn't go to a shelter with the kids because they can't take their dogs. They can't take their pets, so they had to stay there to make sure their dogs were okay.
They're all nestled up in one room,
and they conserving were on the news. Heat. They were even on the news.
Really?
Yeah, there was a news crew that came by, and I just felt so bad because, I mean, Andrea always looks fantastic, but she just looked so stressed and so, like, over it, you know? So we are very blessed. We have kept all of our, I think, well, there was one night that we had a brief power outage that I slept through.
Oh, right.
When all the alarms in the house were going off, and I was just cutting Z's.
Cutting
Z's.
There was a bunch of sound, and, you know, it woke me up, and I realized, kind of, you know, there's a whole bunch of different beeps that happen at the same time. So, like, the microwave probably beeped because the power came on. The Verizon battery Fios backup thing
that's right in our bedroom. Yeah. It's right on your side of the bed.
Yeah. And then the house alarm, and that's the one that stuck out in my head.
The ADT.
The alarm, the home alarm goes beep. I'm like, what was that? You know.
So snow burglars.
I had to jump up and investigate the house. I had to be the man.
Yeah. And I slept through it.
Yeah.
Part of being the man is
safe.
Yeah. Part of being the man is not waking your wife, making her worry and nag your ass while you're looking around the house to see if anybody broke in. Yeah, I slept right. I was really surprised because I woke up and I saw the lights on, everything flashing. I was like, or no, they weren't flashing. They resumed right away. So none of the clocks needed to be reset. What was it that triggered it?
Most of our stuff has automatic sync to the mothership thing. The only thing I think that I saw that was not set was the microwave lost its time.
Did you mention it or something? I can't even remember how I found out it happened because I slept right the hell through it.
Because the photo frame was on.
That's right.
It turned itself on.
I had turned the digital photo frame off to save power because, you know, I'm the only one there and I'm watching it all day long. And so I shut it off when it's just me sometimes just to save electricity. Our electric bill's been really high with all the heat we've been having to pump out. And when I came in, it was back on. So that was the trigger.
Oh, we must have lost power. I go, yeah, everything was beeping last night.
Really? I slept beautifully. A rare occurrence that I sleep that hard. So I must have really been tired. So anyways, we're fine. We've gone through another big old blizzard since then. Pshaw, we're over it. So they had not...
Not ready for another one Monday.
Yeah, they had not ever plowed our street after the 30 inches that we got last weekend. So when this next batch of snow hit, all we had done is clear off the CRV and the driveway. And then another big storm hit and no plowing. And it's like, we're not getting off of the street until sometime in July when everything melts. And then finally a plow came through at 4:30 and made a big old mess. And I was like, yee! So we officially are mobile again, I guess.
Probably.
I don't know what's going on at the end of the street. Yeah, the end of the street is the problem. The one where it rises up to get onto the main road. So that'll be interesting. But beyond that, backing up a little bit, we didn't talk about the fact that in December, Kaylee turned one. So is she still a puppy?
Or do we have to stop calling her puppy? According to her food, yes.
Which is all the research we're willing to do.
Right.
What does her food package say?
Her food had run out. Her giant 40-pound bag, which is like the 100th one we've bought since we got her.
She goes through at least one a month now. She's a horse.
And so when I was looking to see if I needed to move her up to the adult food, the puppy said from 12, or no, I'm sorry. The puppy food said from 0 to 24 months.
Oh, so we get to keep Connor puppy.
Yeah, it's kind of like newlywed. To be on the newlywed game, you can only have been married up to 2 years.
Gotcha. All righty. So she can still be on the puppy show.
Right.
The puppy game.
Sure.
So that was fun. I got made fun of when I mentioned making a cake or cookies or something for her. I was mocked at the suggestion of having a party for her.
But then I started thinking, but all of the friends we have with dogs.
Yes, that's what I said at the time. Is we could have had Thomas and Andrea's dogs, or we probably would have had to go there because they've got big dogs. I don't know that they can all fit in their car with their family and the dog.
Yeah.
So it was a flawed plan at the start, but I would have to say that Thomas and Andrea's dogs are probably Kaylee's best friends.
No cats allowed. I guess the cats would be allowed, but they're going to get an exercise.
I don't know. And how much attention did Kaylee pay to the old man when we were out there last time?
When he showed up, she was pretty interested.
Oh, yeah. Didn't she get bopped, though? Didn't he bop her on the nose or something? He just got up really high on that cat stand. Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, our baby's a year old now, and we still call her our baby.
She's a puppy.
Yeah. New Year's Eve for us was very quiet. We were going to have house guests, and they canceled at the last minute. So Chooch and I stayed home, and we can't remember what we did for dinner, but I know that we played Carcassonne. We had gotten, Santa brought us the big box, Carcassonne. And so it has multiple expansions added in with the main game. So we played that. And I'm pretty sure that at midnight, we were arguing about a rule.
That's right.
Because I was like, oh, it's like 12:04. Oh, that's when we were fighting about that one thing. I'm sorry, discussing. We were trying to make a determination, and I was almost like, let's call Thomas and Andrea. Let them decide it. It was a lot of fun, though.
Trying, having a twit pick on the phone of the dragon trouncing our city.
Yes.
And for whatever reason, it didn't actually go out till a day or two later.
Yeah, I'm having twit pick problems. Whatever. I'm over it. Blah, twit pick. It was really fun, though. And we have been told by Thomas and Andrea that we are to bring that the next time we get together.
Yes, they invited the box over.
They invited the box over, and we're allowed to accompany it. We kind of cheated, though. We played differently than we would have played with anybody else, because it was the dragon and the
princess. There is a fairy.
There is it. Yes. I get so confused. So we played it a lot kinder with each other than we normally would have. And also because it was our first game playing with the new expansion. And since we had played with Thomas and Andrea in July.
And that box has a whole bunch of different expansions. Yeah. We only played with two of them, I think.
I want to play it again.
Well, we've got a lot more to explore.
Yes. We've had so many snow days and we haven't broken out a single board game. Wasted time. Yeah. We've been doing bathroom renovations. We should have been gaming. We need more snow days. So anyways, that was our New Year's Eve. Some
Lord of the Rings online.
That's gaming. True. Well, yeah.
I got a little bunny rabbit that follows me around everywhere.
It's so cute. Your lore master has a bunny.
My attack bunny.
Your killer bunny. Yeah. It's real cute. It's very imposing, I'm sure, to the wood trolls and all of those big scurry things. The giants, I'm sure, will just cower in terror at your little bunny pet.
I'm hoping it'll tip the balance.
Maybe it'll be like elephants and mice.
Although now I never want to ride my horse in the game because all your pets disappear when you mount up. I can't see the little bunny if I'm on the horse.
Well, the bunny wouldn't be able to keep up while you're on the horse, huh? Unless it was a jackrabbit.
I should be able to zoom in and see him in my pocket then.
Oh. So.
Ears flapping in the wind.
And speaking of gaming, because he's on a tangent and I don't think he's going to stop. There is no sign. We actually recently just released episode 50 of our City of Heroes podcast, which was also our last actual planned, scheduled episode. Yes. We're putting an end to that podcast. And
the penultimate.
Yes. Although we do have one more planned, kind of a total fluff. Mm-hmm. As some people have called a fluff episode, which is just going to be outtakes, kind of a blooper reel. Mm-hmm. And because people have been asking for that. Apparently they want to hear us cuss. Who'd have thought? And also any feedback from listeners. And we have gotten some really sweet feedback. Yeah. Some really like, that I cannot wait to play. And we've gotten a couple voicemails, I think, or at least one voicemail. Mm-hmm. And emails and stuff like that. So loving it. But we just haven't been able to. We haven't played City of Heroes for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's not that we don't enjoy the game anymore. It's that it's. We just don't have time to play it in Lord of the Rings Online. Mm-hmm. We only have one night a week when we're lucky to do gaming. Yeah. And we have lifetime subscriptions to Lodro. And money's tight right now with me not working. So you know, we were cutting costs, and so
couldn't see paying monthly for another game when we don't have to pay anything for LOTRO anymore.
And LOTRO is a blast. It's so fun. You know, you just can't help but love that world. And the couple that we've been gaming with for years now, they play LOTRO. They had walked away from City of Heroes recently as well. Mm-hmm. And so that's just where we've been spending our time. We've got a dedicated closed gaming group that we just hang out and knock stuff out. And we just didn't have time to do the City of Heroes. We didn't have time to keep up on the community stuff. We didn't have time to keep up on the news or get episodes out. And we just have been a total fail at that podcast, keeping because it's one of those things where there's stuff happening all the time.
Yeah.
So we really should have been staying on top of it like we were in the beginning and in the middle.
They'll probably be at PAX East, though.
Well, you know, we did tell our COH listeners, go ahead, if you want, leave the feed open, because as we find little cool things, we'll drop them in. If we're at a convention and we can do a gaming interview or drop information like that, we'll put it in, because we have plans to go to Balticon. It's not usually a video game kind of a thing, but they don't really address that stuff at all.
Yeah.
But we've got hopeful plans to go to Dragon Con again, and I know that we're going to attend some gaming panels there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to PAX East, and that is a gaming convention. So we've asked them to keep that open. We'll throw cool stuff in there as we come across it. So, you know, hey, if they show up at PAX East and they're willing to talk to us, I guess we'll let them know.
Variant Frequencies, your speculative fiction dial. Find us at www.variantfrequencies.com. Variant Frequencies is a podcast that stretches the entire bandwidth of genre fiction, modulated by a constant element of the fantastic. Every month, we give you a new story, so tune in, turn the volume up, and let some of our weird carrier waves distort your reality for just a little while.
Hello, puppets. This is Lee Ehrenberg. You're listening to Into the Blender with Chooch and Viv. See you soon, mates.
A couple weeks into January was LT's birthday. Mm-hmm. He turned 13.
Yes.
Officially a surly teen rather than a surly tween. And we got him an iPod Touch.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very happy and he had a great birthday. And I was bummed because it's the first birthday of his or M's that I've not been there for. But that's part of this whole blended experience that just sucks.
Yeah.
Really sucks. But we got to talk to him, and so that was cool. Sent him a CD that he didn't know was coming out, so it was a nice surprise. And M is doing well in college, and he's actually, it seems like he and his ex-girlfriend, the one he was with for over 2 years, it seems like they're possibly making moves towards getting back together again. I hope they do so before February is over so that we can use that damn calendar. Grr.
Right.
And Jay, I actually went back and forth with him in email recently, asking him, you know, what his favorite games were on the Wii. And he just loves Rock Band. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
He loves Rock Band. He loves the drums and he loves the guitar, but he's just loving it. So, and he had enjoyed his Christmas break, of course, and was looking forward to summer break already. So, I mean, that's the nature of kids. So, he's doing well, though.
Oh, yeah.
So, did you want to mention, we talked about snow earlier. Did you want to mention how much Kaylee loves snow? I mean, we mentioned it last year when she was a little pup running around in snow. But she's insane.
Yeah.
She loves snow. It's as if she knows that it's frozen water because she loves water so much.
Mm-hmm.
Snow is just her favorite.
Yeah. Yes. She likes jumping and running in snow and rolling in snow.
And snuffling it. She like buries her nose in the snow and goes... She does this little huffing thing. It's almost like she's getting high underneath. What is she doing? Y'all, she just loves it. It's really the only thing. The snow's very pretty and... You know, when it's falling, it looks gorgeous and you've got this white blanket everywhere, but y'all were sick of it. We are sick of snow. So the big enjoyment factor that we have now is watching Kaylee just run wild in the snow. She loves it. She really does.
Yeah. So we had done, I posted a YouTube video that just showed the first snow and just, you know, look at the quantity and you saw her run a little bit.
Yeah.
And then a day or two later when we had another big snow and I was shoveling out, then we did some video of her helping me shovel.
Yeah.
Which means me throwing snow at her.
And her trying to catch it and snapping at it. And it's almost like blowing bubbles at her. She just tries to catch it.
Yeah. She just loves it. She jumps up at it. Her tail's going a million miles an hour the whole time.
She rolls around and it buries her face in it. It's just like, it's like I had a cat that when you would put catnip out, he would sniff it and sniff it and sniff it. And then he would just roll. I'd put it out on a little paper plate for him. And he would just roll his face in it and rub into it. And like, it was just the most luxurious thing in the world. And that's what it reminds me of when she does that.
Yeah.
So it's hilarious.
Let's put those up on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Those are on YouTube. You could link to them on the show notes.
Yeah.
My new obsession that I've been talking about in Twitter is knitting. And it's all MA's fault. MA and PA.
I noticed.
The domestic geek goddess. What is the name of her? Modern domestic geek goddess. Modern domestic. Oh, damn it. MA, call in and tell me the name of your show. It's a great opportunity for promo placement, since you don't have a promo yet.
Hi, this is MA, and I'm the Modern Domestic Geek, and you're listening to Into the Blender. Into the Blender is about wonderful blended families, but you know what I love it best for? The margaritas. Because you know, sometimes when dealing with family, you just need a drink.
So MA has been a friend of ours for well over 2 years now, it seems, if my math is right. And she is just a consummate knitter. She does socks and sweaters and all kinds of stuff. Not just like the straight line stuff like scarves and blankets. She does like the crazy stuff. Socks, man. It scares me. And so, you know, I've been stuck kind of stationary recently and was thinking, actually had Chooch get out my crochet box. I had crocheted previously and just didn't really get a big kick out of it. Talking to MA about it, she was that she thought that I might enjoy knitting. She was up here to go to our friend Nat Morris's memorial. She stayed with us for that. We did a quick run over to Michael's. I grabbed a teach yourself to knit kit and some yarn, and she kind of walked me up and down the aisle and explained different yarns to me and weights and, you know, what you'd get from wool and what you get from acrylic and stuff like that. And then she pretty quickly after that had to head back to Philly. And so I sat down with my little book and my knitting needles, and it was just a disaster. I really need, I need three-dimensional instruction. A book doesn't do it for me. And so when I talked to her about it, she said, next time we see each other, we'll sit down and I'll show you. You'll catch it in no time. If you've done crochet, you'll be able to pick up on this. And I've got a book I'll lend you, so don't worry about it. So we actually saw each other again. Oh, and on that trip when we went to Michael's, she actually had me pick out a photo, picture frame too, for that Audrey Hepburn picture that her husband Dan
did
like a graphic awesome thing to this Audrey Hepburn picture. It looks amazing. It's in their living room and I'm like, I need that. So I had to pick out a picture frame so he knew what size to make the image at. And so she had to go back to Philly and we met up again. We went to T. Morris's house to help him kind of get his house in order after Nat's passing and clean stuff out and rearrange some furniture and do, give a good scrub down. And I brought cheesecake and chocolate cupcakes. I wasn't able to do any cleaning or anything else, but everybody seemed happy with all the sugar.
Well, I mean, helped a lot in that baby wrangling.
Yes, I did. Yes, I worked very hard wrangling babies, those cute, adorable children that just made me giggle and laugh the whole time. I sweated And I just worked my fingers to the bone.
Persevered.
I persevered as I had a giggling baby on my lap. Poor me. But in the chaos of everything, after eating, I think, dinner, MA and I went out to where I had my knitting supplies in the car. And we actually, mm-hmm. I actually just popped the top on the CRV and we sat back in the hatchback and just, she showed me how to do the stitches and how to do the casting on and a couple of things like that. And she lent me her Stitchin' Bitch book, mm-hmm. which I've heard about Stitchin' Bitch for a long time, but I just didn't ever give it a thought. When I got home and I tried to do the stitches, I couldn't. I was really struggling with it. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to try the book. I know I'm not going to be able to get it from the book because it's not 3D and blah, blah, blah. And I opened it up and I realized she's had it autographed by the author. She lent me her autographed book. And I was like, oh, because I'm really careful when I borrow people's stuff. But I was like, oh, if I mess this up, I can't just replace it. So I was able to use the book and really do it. And I did, you know, I blogged about it. I've actually got a blog now, vividmuse.com, where I mm-hmm. did a lengthy post on it today. But I'm really excited because I'm able to do it. I haven't decided yet if I like it more than crochet. It's definitely more, I have to be like, use more of my brain. I can't just veg out and watch, pay attention to a show while I'm knitting. I have mm-hmm. to work. The coordination of it is still kind of difficult for me, mm-hmm. handling the two needles as opposed to one crochet hook. But I think I like the results better. So I'm going to keep doing it and see what I can pull off. Because the two scarves that I made, I like. I'm going to start another scarf. I need her to show me how to do the purl stitch. Make sure I'm doing that right. But I'm really enjoying the knitting. And it was really great to have that time with her. And, you know, I always have fun with her. And we always have such great talks. And, you know, it's cool to just be able to sit and knit as we do this our usual depressurizing, venting thing. So we're actually hoping to go to Far Point this coming weekend. It's actually, right now it's February 12th. You're probably mm-hmm. not going to hear this for a couple weeks, but it's February 12th as we sit here on Thursday night. And we're hoping to go to Far Point this weekend and see friends. And mm-hmm. Felicia Day is there and Matt Frewer is there. And MA is actually going to be there with Dan because Dan is interviewing Felicia Day.
Yeah.
Which is like the coup of the year. I'm so jealous.
Yes.
So MA and I are bringing our knitting if we're able to make it and do some knitting and some chatting and chilling. And I'm really looking forward to it. I hope we get to go. Be nice to get out of the house since we've been stuck here for so long. Because, you know, I love you, Chooch.
Mm-hmm.
I really love you with all my heart. You make my heart go pitter-pat. But, you know, I need to see other faces besides yours because I'm losing my mind. And I know you feel the same way.
No. No, we can go another week.
I need to see faces. See, and that's the funny thing is that for you, it's like a break, but I've been doing this for 3 months.
Yeah,
I've been stuck in the house. I can't even drive anywhere now. I literally can't go anywhere that you don't take me.
Yeah.
Unless it's walking across to the grocery store. So it's not just like a couple of days. It's a long time that I don't see any other faces but yours and the checkout lady and the doctors. So any chance I have to go see friends, I'm just like, wee! I don't even care that Felicia Day is there. I'm just like, I want to see my friends. So I'm hoping that we get to go and have a good time. Where are you wanting to? You wanting to go now?
It's always great to see everybody.
Yeah.
But as far as cons go, it's a very, very small one.
Yeah.
And they always do really well, you know, bringing in at least one or two high profile guests. Mm-hmm. But because it's so small, there's so few people, mm-hmm. the entrance fees are really high.
Yeah. It's $70 for the weekend.
And so.
Yeah.
I don't know. The bang for buck doesn't seem as high.
Yeah.
Because we'll get to see a bunch of friends, but not everybody's going to be there. And, you know, it's not like Balticon where people are flying from all over the country and stuff.
And I mean, it's the price. I think the price for Balticon is like $55 for the weekend. The price for Dragon Con, we paid at the door. So it was like $100 for the weekend. So this is right in the middle. Balticon doesn't pull like the Felicia Days.
Right. Well, it's more book focused.
Yeah. It's more book focused.
So they have
more media.
Really.
Right. And that was the explanation.
High profile authors, sci-fi genre authors.
Right. So I don't know. The price is a bit much, but I understand why they charge it. They have to pay to fly her out and all that stuff.
But it's not just the money. It's the fact that, you know, we're only able to go for one day and all that. So,
well, we'll see.
That's where the...
Yeah. Yeah. They got the program guide up, though, now, so you can see the schedule and stuff of what people are doing. So we'll see. And on the health front, I had to temporarily halt my heart monitor study because there was something wrong with the heart monitor.
She broke it.
Don't see how, but yeah,
no,
it's not working. Yeah. And
I had, there's a short in one of the wires or something.
So I called Monday morning and they said, oh, we'll get it to you tomorrow. And I'm thinking, have you seen the forecast? Right. But okay, I'll cross my fingers. And it didn't get here before the storm, the second storm hit. And it's still not here. It's Thursday night. And so I've got to find out where it's at. And they're going to extend the study, I guess, to make up the lost days. And the treadmill test that I did came back normal. The EEG came back normal. The 24-hour EEG, having those little probes stuck to my head for 24 hours, that came back normal. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that goes along with or negates the diagnosis that they thought they had. I'm clueless. So we're just rolling on. I'm still dizzy. Not as dizzy. It's not as severe. The migraines are fewer. Yay. But I'm still dizzy. So we've got to find an answer to this so I can go back to work. So how are you doing?
Pretty good. I've been hanging in with the no caffeine.
Yes.
No soda.
Mm-hmm.
Like many people had said, the heinous withdrawals lasted a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I had headaches every day and that's mostly gone. I've had a couple slight headaches here and there, but I don't know that they're related to caffeine anymore because it's, you know, been long enough. So far, I'm pretty good. Although, for the first time ever, there was a soda in one of my drinks. It was really bizarre.
Yes, people,
I've
it's a vice.
I've never dreamed about soda.
And you dreamt about soda.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's an addiction. That's a psychological.
That was pretty weird.
You've
and
gotten
it wasn't
past...
even like... I didn't even get to drink a soda in my dream. It was the preparation. It was the anticipation of having a soda. In the dream, I'm setting it up. I've got the can. And I put it in like this chiller bin, like in a hotel.
Uh-huh.
And I remember thinking, that's going to taste damn good in the morning.
So that was your soda consumption foreplay.
Right. Weird.
Aww.
Very weird.
Well, you definitely rocked it. Quitting it. You have not faltered at all. I cranked up the caffeine for a while to get some more readings, and I've tapered it back off again. I'm not really feeling any side effects because I think the way that I quit and then kind of went back and forth and back and forth, my body was just so confused. It didn't even remember that it was addicted to it. It's like, what the hell? And I mean, I've had a couple headaches, but they've been at nighttime rather than during the day when I would have expected that caffeine craving to be kicking my butt. I think it was more barometric pressure stuff.
Well, and one of your symptoms of this whole thing has been migraines.
Yeah,
and all that,
that's true. So, yeah, we're doing pretty good. We're both off caffeine. I don't know what vices are left to give up. We've given up.
Well, I've still been eating way too much. Yeah. So for me, it's clear.
Yeah. Well, I've gone back on my eating plan and I've lost 4 pounds in 4 days, which tells me just how much of a crap load of water and flab that I accumulated. It's just like, thank God, gone. So I'm back on with that and hoping to start exercising as soon, but we're getting a lot of exercise with the snow removal and the repairs in the bathroom. So... Yay.
Ma'am.
Yay. I think we should probably...
Skedaddle.
Skedaddle. Yeah. So take care, everybody. Hope this finds you safe and dry and with electricity. And, well, of course you have electricity. You're listening.
iPods use batteries.
But they have to download it onto their iPod.
Or other... audio.
Or, device. Yeah, let's pretend.
Don't require
Right, let's
iPods.
Pretend that people use something other than iPods.
I know a lot of people don't have iPods.
Oh. All right, then.
They have, you know, like Sansa's or...
All righty.
I think even one person has a Zoom. Wow. They still exist.
In spite of the efforts to thwart them. So thanks for listening. Tangent. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye now.
Bye-bye. We're such dorks.
Thanks for listening to Into the Blender.
You can find information, comment on episodes, and subscribe to the podcast at intotheblender.com.
You can send us email to feedback@intotheblender.com.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives 3.0 license.
You are free to make copies and share this podcast to your heart's content.
Just not modify or make money from it.